Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Some text messages coming in here. Joe says, I'm just glad we're almost done talking about the Seattle Mariners in Portland.
I love that there's that weird, like, you don't have a baseball team. Like, that's the...
Not yet.
That is the closest thing you can't even sniff. So, well, you, for all that hatred, what, you'd rather, what, root for the Giants? Like, that's, like, you're gonna go California?
Yeah, we have a lot of Seahawks fans here.
I know.
For the disdain towards baseball and the Mariners to exist in the same spot as the love for the Seahawks and even the Kraken to a certain point, it's odd.
I mean, I get, obviously, not being a Sonics guy, but it's not like you ever had a baseball team and you had an NFL team. That weird sort of deep-seated hatred of that city, no matter what, is fascinating to me.
Yeah, I don't know if it's hatred as much as it's maybe just... They don't care.
Indifference.
There's some people that are like, why are we, like, you know, the Mariners, they have a lot of fans down here. But what I would say about that is we did get a lot of Mariner talk on the station, like an exorbitant amount, because last week we had Schultze on here.
Yeah.
And the games were on during the show. And then Luke is a huge Mariner fan. He's on for an hour before us. So there was a lot of Mariner talk. And I'm going to imagine for some people that they're like, I don't really care about the Mariners. Yeah. But what I would say is, even though that was in the Pacific Northwest, which, I mean, you know, we are in the Pacific Northwest, it was just a cool sports story.
Yeah, it was.
Like, they were...
I
had people texting me, I have friends in other parts of the country that are texting me like, dude, I'm gutted for Mariners. Like, everybody was pulling for the Mariners.
Yes.
Because nobody likes the Dodgers, and you can't root for the Dodgers unless you're a Dodger fan. They're the new Yankees. Mm-hmm. And it's the other team was Canada.
Yeah.
Well, see, not rooting for them.
See, I agree with you. And to a YouTuber, Harley, he says, breaking news, Seattle is not Portland. It transcends Portland and Seattle. Do you guys, that's kind of the point. Do you not understand? This is a massive story.
Also, how about this, weird. As a sports host here, how about get a baseball team? Get us something we can talk about. Give us something we can sink our teeth into.
Hey, the Timbers have a big wild card game tomorrow.
Who?
The Timbers. Timbers, something, one of those.
I mean, come on, we're trying here. We talk about you if you got something. What are we going to do? Talk about the Blazers for 7 hours?
Husky fan sometimes gives me crap. He's like, why do you guys talk more Huskies? I'm like, well, be good. Like,
yeah, stop blowing games right and left.
If you
win. Hire a good coach. Oh, wait, they had Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah. And by the way, when you went to
the national championship. We
talked about you a lot. So, yeah, that's one of those.
Fans are always butthurt about stuff like that.
And now I think we can all universally root for the Toronto Blue Jays, right? Against the... Now, there is the thing, Schultze. Can you put past the butthurt of getting springered, or do you have to pull for the new evil empire?
Oh, I hate that. The Toronto Blue Jays now hold a special place in my deep disdain.
You're all aboard the Dodger Express, then?
I have to be. Personally, really? This World Series, it'll be... a sidewatch for me, but going forward, the Blue Jays, F you. F all of you. F your fans. And personally, I hope that, like, that kind of warm, friendly welcome to Seattle when Toronto Blue Jays fans invade T-Mobile Park during the regular season. I expect that to go away. I think that will turn into disdain. I hope fights break out between Mariners and Blue Jays fans. F you. Get out of our stadium. Get out of our city. Well, no.
Wait a
minute. F all of you.
Why? Where does that come from?
Well, so the Blue Jays are obviously Canada's team, right? So anytime they come to Seattle
they
for a series,
they travel well.
Yeah, it's annoying. I don't want to hear Blue Jays fans.
Yeah, Rob, at this point, you're not getting through. There's no logic here,
I want classy Schultzy today. I don't want that anger. Come on, man. You needed to play better. You needed to pitch better, and you needed to hit better to win that series.
Well, and that's the thing.
You're not wrong.
So
quit saying, "Oh, Toronto, I hate them." Don't blame them. Blame yourself.
Their fans suck. Screw them. Stop invading our stadium. I felt that long before this
series. They did throw Bud Light bottles at babies.
I would like to say that I love our brothers to the north. I pull for the Canadians.
Yeah, so. This is going to hurt your feelings, Schultzy, probably. But as a person who did not have a dog in the fight, I was pulling for the Mariners.
Yeah.
But now that the Mariners are out, I'm instantly flipping back to Toronto.
By the way, I've been informed that I will not be rooting for the Blue Jays.
You got to root for Shohei.
Yeah, so explaining the situation and what was happening last night, I was immediately informed that there will be no rooting for the Toronto Blue Jays in my household.
Well,
and I think she meant it. I think there was a fiery stare looking at me if I dare root against Shohei Ohtani.
I will say, you know, Shohei does make you want to, I mean, like, you don't want to root for the Dodgers, but Shohei is pretty freaking awesome. Like, he's hard to hate.
Yeah.
So that helps.
Well, that, and I'm terrified of the BTJ. So, you know, secretly, I'll be rooting for the Blue Jays, but outwardly, it will be like in Major League when, like, he hits a home run and the GM has to, like, quietly, like, just quietly, you know, clap. But also at the same time, I have a really hard time rooting for Springer. Like, had it been anyone other than him and the cheating-ass Astros, the only, like, saving grace is, boy, he's aged poorly. He's got that weird bald spot going now and that mohawk, and he looks all raggedy. I was like, really, George Springer? But he showed his hot wife, and now he's out there hitting home runs. I'm like, damn it, that guy. He just is like a postseason monster. He just, like...
Yeah, he's not likable.
No.
By any means.
No.
But
he's probably back there banging on trash cans, tipping pitches. And by the way, for every Mariner fan that's ready to string up Dan Wilson, go blame your runners in scoring position. Go blame your 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters that did nothing all series long.
They didn't pitch very well either.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I mean,
no.
Your pitchers, after those first two games, they kind of got lit up.
And by the way, Munoz, who everyone was like, oh, why don't you go to him? Munoz didn't pitch great either. Munoz got tagged around. The only saving grace is that the guy hit 110-mile-an-hour one that just happened to land in Naylor's glove.
No, but there's a point to the bring-in Munoz argument at that point of the game against Springer, because you're trying to give a new look to these hitters that have seen the same pitchers over and over and over again. And Springer had seen Pizarro. He'd seen everybody. The last time he saw Andrés Muñoz in 2024. So I'm just kind of shocked, and I'm not saying that was the move to make, but I'm shocked that someone in the dugout, Maniacta, one of the analytics guys, didn't go to Danny and say, hey, Dude, he hasn't pitched to George Springer in a year. He hasn't seen him at all. Let's give him a new look. That just ideas, and you're ultimately right.
It is one of those we were all thinking the same thing. And I know you do that, and he probably isn't going to be able to close it out for you in the ninth, but it's the old, you know, you bring in your best guy in the high leverage situations, and that was the definition of a high leverage situation. Everyone was thinking it, but at the same time, he had been good for you all year.
Well, and Wilson hadn't done it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, some managers do it that way all season. Dan Wilson doesn't.
No.
So I don't mind a manager when he sticks with the, because guys are in roles. That a good manager puts guys in roles. They are in the same spots every time.
Yeah, and he had been
and that
money.
Helps them succeed. That guy's good. You know he's good, Bizzardo. So Wilson was just doing what he's got guys in the same slots, except he, you know, the whole thing with Wu coming in. But I'm okay with a manager sticking with his guns.
It's just one of those things that when it doesn't work out, then it's easy to break out the pitchforks and be like, you dumbass, you're a terrible manager, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Even though, like, you got to game seven. Like, obviously, he's not the worst manager in the world, and, oh, he can't manage a pitching staff. He's done, obviously, a decent job of it. And it's just one of those where we string up guys, and ultimately, like you mentioned, the starting pitching was garbage. For most of that series, with the exception of one, and you didn't hit with runners in scoring position, and the bottom half of your lineup gave you nothing. That's just as, you know, but it's easy to point to one thing. And by the way, that was in the seventh inning. You still had time to do something after that, and you couldn't get it done.
Yeah, Julio swinging at three balls to end the game, not to you give know. Cal an opportunity. Like, there's many, many points.
Did you hear Hoffman afterwards, too? They were interviewing Hoffman, and they said, what was the mentality? And he joked, and he goes, all I was thinking was, don't get to Raleigh. He was terrified. He goes, just don't get to Raleigh. If you get to Raleigh, now it's not a tie ball game. Raleigh's swinging to win.
By the way, how good is that Hoffman guy?
Yeah. And after throwing like 36, 37 pitches the previous day.
He's nasty.
Yeah.
Well, a couple other texts. It's liberating to not care that much, Schultzy. That's a texter for you. I don't know if that helps you today, but
appreciate it. But we all care about certain things in this life, right? Nobody can care about nothing.
I don't know about that.
Well, I have certain things that I care about. This is one of them, very, very deeply, and I appreciate the sentiment. But it's just. It's one of those things, guys. Like, it's just...
We get it. Here's another one that says, this is the sports version of it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved.
I think I just said that last week
while
Suk was gone.
And another one says, sports is pretty much the worst until you turn to politics, which makes you realize that sports are pretty great.
Yeah.
Well, I've worked in news, so I would agree with that. Yes, sports is way better.
Once again, the
it's
idea...
It's a good text.
Anytime you've ever had your heart broken, you just tell yourself, at least you know it still works. Because when you lose something supposed that you love and it doesn't make an impact on you, that's when you know that you're either dead or you're a serial killer. So it's good. Let you know that the ticker and the emotions still work.
All right. Well, let's move on to some other stuff, shall we?
The NBA? Let's go!
The Major League Baseball, it's not over. We've got our World Series.
And by the way, I think it's going to be a fun World Series.
You think so?
Yeah. Toronto Dodgers? Let's go.
I was really looking forward to Mariners Dodgers.
Yeah. Look, the Blue Jays are a great story. They were in last place last year.
Good team.
Right? Canada's team. Dude, they're never out of it. That more comeback wins than any team in Major League Baseball. Look, I get that obviously sucked what happened, but I'm excited about Blue Jays and Dodgers.
I can't say that I am, but maybe it will get me once it gets cranked up.
Unless the Dodgers just sweep you and become the first team in 25 years to win a back-to-back World Series.
I didn't even see it, but because the series was over. But I guess Shohei hit three home runs, and then
you didn't see that.
Well, I saw the highlights, but I wasn't watching the game because wasn't it already 3-0?
Yeah,
so I was like,
was game four.
Yeah,
threw six plus innings, gave
ten
up
strikeouts,
and
then hit three home runs, and one of them was like out of the ballpark.
Yes,
dude,
it's the single greatest performance in a game, and certainly in postseason history.
Yeah, what do they say? You usually can't beat a team as one single player in a lineup in baseball,
but he did.
Shohei can.
Yeah. Again, there's nothing. Again, someone I think was Rusty was talking about. That's like Travis Hunter catching 12 balls for three touchdowns and then having two pick sixes. Like, you just, that doesn't happen. There's not another sport that lends itself to that. That is a one of one.
Okay, well, rest in peace, Seattle Mariners, and part of Schultz's cold black heart. Just another piece of it. flaked off and crusting on the ground.
It's not good, Bob.
You know what's great about it? Is there's still a little beat in there. And next year, when the Mariners win 96 games and go to the playoffs, that'll be beaten a little faster.
Yeah. You just wait till the Ducks play Ohio State again, Schultzy. It'll go great.
Whoopity-doo. You know what? I need a break from big games for a while.
You're exhausted.
Yeah, I am. I am excited just to have some normal sports weeks.
There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.